Samsy and Josh.
A woolly shop by the name of Kate and her lasagna have gone viral due to a pretty epic cooking fail. However, she's not at fault because she actually followed the instructions. This is a bit of an anomaly.
How are you supposed to get through life? You know, you read the instructions. If you're not good in the kitchen, that's how you get by, isn't it?
Is that how most men justify not reading the instructions with, say, a flat pack? Look, you know.
Oh, I read the instructions because otherwise it causes dramas. I know. I've made that mistake before.
At least you step away going, no, I had it open.
That's
I read them. It's not my fault.
But in her case, she's followed them and it's gone nowhere near where it was supposed to go.
Astray. So she actually purchased one of those. And, you know, it's been busy. You've been entertaining. She purchased one of those macro grass-fed lasagnas, the pre-cook one. So basically a microwave meal. And you've got the option of you can either microwave it, which, to be fair, to be honest, most of us would probably just shove it in the microwave, zap it for 40
minutes.
Oven's
better. Oven's way better.
Much better. And it gives you that crispy top, especially with the lasagna, 100%. If you can be patient enough to do it. And that's what she's done. She's actually popped it in a baking tray, popped it in the oven, and gone, you know what, it's given me time to do a couple of things. I'll come back in around, you know, 5 or so minutes.
Well, when it's ready.
See
you. You've got to set the timer.
Yeah, set a bit of a Google set a timer for. So she's come back to the oven only to find that the tray has actually melted into and actually melted her baking tray.
Oh, it amazes me that it's melted the baking tray as well, though.
I guess the heat from the plastic, and it probably was a pretty cheap baking tray It's actually warped into, it no longer looks like the square shape of the lasagna. I didn't actually read far enough into the article to see if she actually scraped it out and ate it. But
no.
It was an epic cooking fail.
Yeah.
She's since, you know, sent it to Woolies going, you might want to look into this.
Yeah,
but we've
absolutely.
All had a cooking fail at one point. And for me, it was my very first prac assessment in high school with home economics.
Oh, yeah, we didn't get home economics, which I'm shouted about. It would have been great. It's a great life skill to have.
Well, I only did it for one year and it's taken me quite a few years to sort of catch up. And, you know, as I said last year, I learned how to cook.
Yeah,
so
you've lost weight. Your food's that bad you don't want to eat it.
So it was the first prac assessment and we had to make scones, which is a pretty basic but delicious skill to know and have, right?
Oh. Now every scones are hard.
Scone recipes too, they vary. I mean, the trick is we all know lemonade makes them light and fluffy.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Right. So obviously not being a cook, not really having learnt how to cook, I mean, that's what I'm doing home ec, was still learning how to decipher abbreviations, say, between teaspoon and tablespoon.
Oh, well, that's bad.
And managed to put in a couple of heap tablespoons instead of teaspoons of salt.
Oh, surely you'd know, though. Surely you'd think.
It was my first time making scones.
Still,
we were making a batch.
You.
It's not like I was making one going,
trust
geez,
your instincts,
three
though,
tablespoons of salt is going a little bit OTT. So anyway, I failed that practice assessment. But we want to know, what was your cooking failures? Dan from Leopold made, you're okay now, but what happened?
Oh, I was cooking some palmies with me stupid sister.
Oh.
And I had a pretty big night the night before.
Yep.
I opened up the oven, grabbed the oven tray out barehanded, and didn't really know what to do from there, so I just kept on carrying on and put them on the bench like a champion.
Oh, my God. How much damage did you do to your hand?
I burnt, like, all me fingerprints off, I reckon, so the cops couldn't do me, eh?
Yeah, that's right.
But
crime spree that night,
you protected the palmies at all cost.
Yeah. I'm just not used to pulling out, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Love that. Morgan in Norlane, it was your mum that got it wrong.
Yeah, I was a kid, and mum was in charge of doing Christmas desserts. And we're at my grandfather's house, and he had the sugar and the salt labelled wrong. So mum made custard using salt instead of sugar.
Oh, God.
And, of course, we didn't realise until we went to eat it.
Yeah. I can't imagine
See,
that tasted well.
Salt, sugar, it can happen to the best of us.
But that was labelled wrong and it wasn't even her fault.
I'm impressed that the custard's still whipped up too.
Yeah,
consistency
that's true.
With the salt. Louise in Belmont, you've had a couple.
Yeah, look, I am normally a good cook, but I've definitely had a couple of, not so successful cooking missions in my time.
All right. What's the one that you still remember that's always really bad?
Look, probably the frozen gosleme from Aldi that I tried to cook one night in the pan and burnt it and ended up in tears, and my partner thought it was quite amusing that I'd ruined such a simple thing to cook.
Eat and serve, actually more complicated than it sounds.
Yeah, it was that night.
You said you're a good cook, right?
Yeah,
no, absolutely. On K-Rock, 955.
A New York man is suing King's Hawaiian sweet rolls. Why, you may ask? Were they not sweet? No, that is not right.
Right.
As far as I know, they were sweet. Were they not delicious?
We're talking about like the ones with ham on them. Is that, right, yeah.
He is suing them because they aren't made in Hawaii.
Oh, right.
He believes he has been misled that he purchased these sweet, sweet treats with the understanding that they were baked, they were made, they were produced in Hawaii. He wanted to have a taste of Hawaii.
So does it, like, so obviously he would be aware that there's Hawaiian pizzas because, like, pineapple, ham, and does he think that each individual one is made in Hawaii?
Look, he'll probably go after them next. I mean, many of us would dispute having the pineapple on the pizza. He'll go after the namesake, right?
Right.
So it wasn't until he purchased these sweet rolls that he looked on the back and found that they were made in California.
Oh, no.
Now, there is a history. Well, the history to these sweet rolls was that the initial bakery was actually in Hilo, the capital of the Big Island of Hawaii. So that's where it started. But it's since been moved and they now produce in California.
Right, okay.
But he believes, well, you have misled me. And no, no, that is not on am going you. And you reminded me of the Red Bull.
Yeah, the guy sued the company because they said, oh, it gives you wings, right? And he sued, and he won.
Because it did not give him wings.
No, it didn't give him wings.
Well, unfortunately, because of this New York man and his lawsuit against King's Hawaiian sweet rolls, some further disclaimers on food have been released today, Josh.
Right.
This just in. Buffalo wings, not actually made of buffalo.
Oof.
So if you're under the impression of that sweet, sweet meat, red meat, no. No, it is white meat. The other white meat.
It's chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No buffalo was harmed in the making of these buffalo
wings. Where did buffalo sauce come from after you gave the history of the Hawaiian roll?
This just in. Question without notice, mate. Refried beans, not actually fried twice.
Really?
So, what? So their name in Spanish is refritos, which means well-fried.
Oh, right.
Well-fried beans. So they're just cooked once, but really, really well.
Oh, I love refried beans, that's for sure.
All right. This just in, the sweet cake lady fingers don't actually contain fingers.
What are they?
They're like a pastry, and they've got icing, and I think they might have custard in them.
Oh, like the pink? Is it the pink icing?
Gotcha.
Like the Boston buns, essentially. Gotcha.
No anatomy in the making of lady fingers, if that's good what you were hoping to consume when you purchase them.
Bit of cannibalism? Nah.
No. Controversially, this just in, French fries, not actually French.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
They actually originated in Belgium.
Right. So where did they stole it, essentially?
Maybe they...
Or did, like, the US think that they were, like, basically the same country?
Well, in America, you only live in the United States or live not in the United
That's
States.
Right.
So that's how they compute. This just in. Swedish meatballs, not actually made by the Swedish chef from the Muppets.
Right.
It has confused a lot of people. They were under the assumption that, you know, the skilled craftsmanship of the Swedish chef was producing these delicious sweet, sweet meatballs. Not so.
No. No.
Finally, though.
All right.
The British steamed pudding Spotted Dick actually does not contain alcohol, just so you're aware.
Oh, right. That's what we're all hoping for.
On K-Rock, 955.
My bank has made me question my online purchasing habits, and it's actually led to me having pretty high anxiety, actually making me questioning myself and whether I've got major trust issues.
Right. So give us the background.
So I had
feels
a little
like
bit...
you've unloaded a lot there and haven't given a lot away.
Well, there's been been a lot of tension building up, okay. And I still don't even have a resolution yet. Yep. So I had a little bit of tax money left over, and because I didn't go away last week.
Nice one.
Not, you know, I'm not Scrooge McDuckin' it.
We've got the same accountant, I think.
We do. Yeah, how geez, great is
good, good result. A little bit dodgy. No, I'm joking.
Not dodgy. Everything is above board.
Of course it is.
There's just a lot of moving around across accounts. That's all I'm saying.
Absolutely not.
But I had a little bit of money left over, and because I didn't go away last week, because there wasn't really anywhere to go, I went, you know what, I'm going to treat myself. I need to get a new laptop. I'm just going to do it. And because it was the Boxing Day sales.
Good call.
Dell, because I wanted a desktop, I wanted a laptop, but I wanted a Mac rather. Sorry, I wanted a PC rather than a Mac.
Yeah, okay.
And our old boss,
good
Dan.
Good decision, by the way.
Yeah, solid. And I'm more familiar, more comfortable with a Mac, with a PC. I keep saying Mac. I don't know why. Freudian slip. Well, our old boss, Dan, actually sent me a link. He said, hey, there's some sweet deals happening with this at the moment. And it was. It was basically almost half price. Plus, I had Windows 10 added into it.
Yep.
Plus, I found a really cool. Have you ever heard of Honey?
The little browser thing.
That looks for extra discounts. So managed to walk away with a pretty sweet deal. Anyway, when I've gone to pay, it wouldn't accept my card.
Okay.
I thought it was slightly odd, but because this was the first large purchase with this new bank I'm with, I thought, well, possibly one, because it's a debit card, not a credit card.
Yeah.
And because it's quite a large purchase, maybe it was because I've
flagged or something.
Set it too low, you know, because it was over a grand or whatever it was. Okay. Yep, cool, no worries. So it had an option of to directly deposit into their account.
All right.
Cool, no
that
worries.
Well, that sounds dodgy to me. I'd probably pull out at that point.
It's a beat pay. Well, I assumed that because our old boss, he wouldn't stitch me up.
That's
he
true.
Sent me the link. It's got to be the official site. So I've done a BPay straight into the deposit.
Yeah.
Not 10 minutes later, my bank has called me. Now, kudos to them because obviously they're monitoring and flagging accounts and amounts coming out of the accounts. But they've called me and they're concerned because they're like, the account that you've just paid into, we don't have any register of that name or organisation.
Oh, anxiety through the roof.
Because even though it's marked as Dell on the website, their BSB account just goes to an AU plus then digits and numbers, which I don't know initially because it just comes up with Dell on their website. So for the last week, I have been questioning myself. I'm a very trustworthy person. I do the right research. I've got all the Norton protection on my current computer.
Love it.
Surely I haven't been stitched up. For the last week, I keep logging onto the Dell website.
Just to check.
Into my registered account to see if it's been shipped. There was no invoice to download. I'm like, I've just lost over a grand's worth of money that I'm not going to be able to trace back.
Spewing.
So I got a parcel docket yesterday to say my parcel has arrived. Now, to be fair, I was also expecting a delivery from Enapelli on Moorabool Street, the designer.
Yeah.
So I just thought it was that.
Coffee that is just regular coffee. But
no, this is clothing.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, that's all. What else you bought?
Yeah, no wonder the bank's questioning my spending habits online. So not thinking much of it, I've collected it. No, the computer's arrived. It's only taken like 3 days outside of the weekend.
That's awesome.
But because I was heading to work, I haven't opened it yet. So it could actually still be a house brick in this
potentially
box. So there is a package sitting at home, and I'll give you the update tomorrow.
Oh, well,
it could be a brand new laptop.
Yeah.
Or it could be a babushka doll style situation where there's a box in a box in a box in a box in a box.
Maybe. I mean, it did happen with all those PS5s. So
hold on, was that a thing?
Yeah, the PS5s. People order them and like they got bricks and stuff.
Oh, God, I'm screwed.
Oh, yeah. I mean, can't wait to hear about it tomorrow, that's for sure.
On K-Rock, 955.
I got caught up in a game on Facebook yesterday, and I've got to admit, I wasn't bad at it.
Right, okay.
It actually,
you don't admit it yourself, yeah. Who
it
else
started on a meme that was posted by a mate of mine who's based in Canada, and he put up a picture. Describe a movie in one sentence without giving the movie title away.
Yep.
And then everybody else had to guess off your clue.
Mm-hmm.
So say it was Titanic, you had to, you know, obviously not as simple as...
So there was room on the door.
Like that. I was going to say something like, how could you not see the iceberg? That kind of thing.
Okay, gotcha. All right, gotcha.
So I thought we could have a go at this.
Yeah.
Can I put you to the test
first? Yeah, absolutely we can. Let's give it a crack.
I have more confidence for you because you have plainly stated that you've definitely seen a lot more films than me.
Yeah, but rom-coms, that's about it really.
There is definitely not a rom-com in here. Okay.
We'll see how we go.
Man is 20 million rupee richer without Eddie Maguire's lifelines.
I know this one. It's Slumdog Millionaire.
That it is. I left the rupee in there. I thought you've got to give a little bit of a hint.
Yep.
Man with long sword avenges family's death at the hands of jealous, power hungry Roman with trust issues. Wow.
Gladiator.
Yeah.
But I can even get it without the...
without the Roman?
Yeah.
He can eat all the chocolate he wants because he doesn't stop running.
That's the Tom Hanks one. It's Forrest Gump.
Correct. From 1995, the Oscar winner.
Nice and easy. Good.
Well, I've gone too easy,
I think.
I need all the help I can get.
Okay. Went on one more date than 49.
50 first dates. Adam Sandler, Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, that's right. Was afraid of bats, became one. Daughter was taken.
Oh, the Liam Neeson. Wait, it's Taken.
I just didn't really trust you, to be honest, so I thought, oh, I better go super easy. On K-Rock, 955. I want to talk about weird stuff your body does.
Mm.
We've all got bodies. Some of them just do some unusual things.
Whether you're born with it or can develop it over time?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So people have just shared some of the stories of things that their body's done. I've never heard of any of these before as well, so these are a bit more unique,
okay,
I would say. Or maybe they're not. One guy reckons when he closes his eyes, there's apparently, it's called the tensor tympani muscle, and when it contracts, it actually makes a rumbling noise. I can control the muscle and make the noise happen without having to squeeze. So, like, he closed, and it makes like an, like, if you were sitting next to him, you could hear the rumble of his eye twitching.
Wow. So you're actually pointing, it's to the bit on the side of his eye around his temple, that muscle.
I'm guessing, yeah. Which is just amazing to think that you could hear like a car revving its engine.
Most of the time you go, oh, that's my stomach, but it's coming from my head.
It's coming from his eye. One guy said that if he presses in the tip of his nose, so like on his left nostril, he pushes it in, that the cartilage will actually click into place and hold it depressed until he flares out his nostril.
That would have to be a football injury of some sort.
I reckon. That's weird, isn't it? Like, just imagine it sticking there and you've blocked one side of the nose. I mean, good for clearing your sinuses or whatever if you're on an air flight.
Yeah, but if you're laying down in bed, you've already got a blocked nose, that would be annoying.
Never heard of this before, and this is a real thing, apparently. Sad nipple syndrome. And it's actually really sad. So whenever... the nipples get touched, apparently, gets feelings, like indescribable feelings, and this is like an actual thing of homesickness and dread, and unusually gets thirsty as well. It'll last for about 20 seconds or so. Not the only one that's got it either. There was a whole thread of people afterwards saying, I didn't know that this was an actual thing, and it makes so much sense. It explains my life.
And if you have that, I want to hear from you right now. Because usually when they're touch, there's usually a different reaction,
well,
a different sensation.
But to have like a whole, like a sad nipple syndrome is just amazing. 52232955. What weird thing does your body do? I know that now that I did my ankle tendon last year, that when I turn my ankle a certain way, I get like it's almost like a guitar string, like twanging of the muscle all the way down my right hand side.
That's because it's flapping now because you've torn it.
Yeah, potentially.
I don't have anything other than my ability to jump to conclusions.
Yeah. You're pretty great at that too, but that's more of a brain thing, I would say.
Reagan, in Whittington, what is it about your eye?
It's I've got this weird condition called nystagmus, and I see pretty fine, but looking at me, my eyes look like, remember the ad for Car City back in the 90s?
Oh, a bit before.
Where they move all around and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm feeling my age now.
Sorry.
But, yeah, so they, like, flip around all over the place. I look like I'm cross-eyed, and then they go all, like, up the top, down the bottom. It looks like I'm rolling my eyes at you, and I'm actually not.
Oh, right.
It's really weird.
And you can see you're fine.
With that. Yeah, well, I mean, as best as I can, but, I don't see the world spinning around.
Those eyes that you can bite a stick on things and they kind of move.
Yeah, those ones. Yeah, the googly eyes.
Oh, wow. And so they just rattle around in there, do they?
Yep.
Wow.
They just Yeah, flip around like nobody's business. It's fantastic. I look great when I've had a few.
Yeah, I reckon you do.
You
that's
would also
sure.
terrify that's people amazing. When you first meet them. Yeah. You'd have to explain. Alia, in Lara, what can you do with your arm?
So I'm double jointed in both of my elbows.
Yeah.
So basically I did post a video on the page, but I can put my hands completely flat on a surface and spin my arm the right way around without my hand leaving the surface and my hand will be the other way.
Are you Gumby? Like that?
Wow. So,
quite fun to show people after they've had a few to drink.
Yeah, I reckon. How many people are you freaked out doing that?
Quite a few.
Yeah, I'm going to have to. So it's on the Facebook page.
Yeah, it's up on the Facebook page. I just love the fact, Josh, that all these stories are like, yeah, and it's really entertaining after we've had a few.
Absolutely, yeah, that's right. Yeah, freaks everyone else out. It's brilliant. On K-Rock
955. There were ugly scenes coming out of the US today, and there is so much to unpack, but basically Trump supporters stormed DC Capitol Hill. Congress were meeting to count the final college votes to basically give Joe Biden, president-elect, the green light to enter office.
Yep.
It
Absolutely.
Was just the final blue tick, I guess.
Yeah. Amazing, really. Like, that can happen and stuff.
They stormed in with flags. Unfortunately, we're hearing people lost their lives.
Yeah.
There was calls for Trump to basically speak out, condemn the actions of his own supporters, tell them to go home, because he directly or indirectly, depending on who you ask, was inciting violence or at least taking control, because he still believes that the election was rigged. The election is fraud. It's fake news that he legitimately won. In asking for peace, he sort of did it in a backhanded way and complimented them on taking control of the situation.
Yeah, it was a mixed message, wasn't it? So he said, look, go home. You know, we've got to have peace. I know it's fraudulent election, et cetera. So that's why, like, sort of still firing them up a bit. But
the potential of civil unrest was the tipping point for social media. Now, he has been warned to watch what he puts out on social media, what he tweets, what he puts up online, on Facebook, on Twitter. You know, unsubstantiated claims, you know, ones that are dangerous. And they said to him, next time you do it, we're taking action. Well, guess what? They flipped a switch and they did it today. He is now banned from Facebook for the next 24 hours and he's had several tweets removed.
Yeah, it's interesting how they can just ban you like that, isn't it?
I mean, it's taken some time, again, depending on who you ask. Yes, there is free speech, but however, when, you know, you've got to ensure that the right information is getting out there and not misleading information.
Well, especially all the after all that, the Cambridge data analytics for Facebook, they have to make sure that they take things down, don't they?
Now, I think most of us would agree that this is probably warranted. However, we do find ourselves on occasion being banned from social media, maybe for something that was tweeted, something that was posted online, maybe as a legitimate business, you've posted something and due to all the fancy algorithms, it's deemed it may be offensive. And you're left scratching your head going, but I didn't do anything. Why am I banned? Why am I blocked? Why are my posts being removed?
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. 522-232-955. Having said that, has anything that you've posted been banned or removed or reported?
No, but I have been blocked from Osher Ginsburg, which I did address with him once.
Well, you didn't bring it up last time we spoke to him.
No, because it was the air was cleared that time before.
Right.
Apparently, coincidentally, conveniently, his Twitter site was hacked and apparently he had to go through and accept everyone's request manually rather than just... And I went, okay, so it's not just me. I feel more comfortable with this situation.
Yeah, but he's seen your name and ignored it, though. That's the way he is.
Chris on the Facebook page said, I had my post removed because I dared to criticise someone for taking their crochet to a wedding.
I don't even know what that is.
Crochet is like...
Oh, so they were crocheting in the wedding.
Yeah, so someone obviously must have been on a forum. They were talking about,
okay,
is it okay? And he's gone, well, no.
Wow.
Matt, best friend's brother-in-law was barred for life from a Bunnings store in Melbourne. They even had a pic of him up so the people on the door knew. Apparently they didn't like him staying in there for hours on end, asking questions but not buying anything.
Oh, okay.
He's Fair since enough, moved then. Back to Ireland.
All right, good.
Charlie, in Fyansford, you've got a business and you keep being blocked?
Yes. So I am a boudoir photographer and I'm currently banned from posting on TikTok for breaking community guidelines too many times in the space of a week. So I've got a 7-day ban. And I also, since I started my business, I've not actually been able to boost any of my business posts or create any ads on Instagram or Facebook. They immediately rejected. Because of the images, basically, of what I do.
So you have a legitimate business. What's your business called?
So it's called Boudoir by Charlie Josephine. So I started the business just before COVID hit, basically. So that screwed me a little bit.
Yeah. So you've got a legitimate business, and it's art. Yep. It's, you know, it's, well, it's sexy. It's, you know, all very, you know, it's there's nothing untoward about it. It's just...
So do you have to be, like, careful of, obviously, what images you're selecting then?
Oh, of course, of course. So
I'm
I
sure
never,
you're not putting pornographic material up.
No, I always make sure there's no nips, flaps, or naked buttholes.
Sounds like a slogan.
I know. I should make it a slogan. So they're always completely covered, but for some reason, because they're depicting sexual activity implied nudity, immediately rejected and taken down.
Yeah, that's frustrating. I don't know where you're going to advertise for that one. That's really hard.
I mean, I would go with the Kardashian argument. If it's good enough for the Kardashians, it's good enough for us.
Yeah, that's true.
Tabitha, where did you get blocked?
I got blocked from a gardening Facebook page. Some lady had posted a picture of her plants, like strawberries and a bunch of herbs in pots, saying, "Why have my plants died?" And the pots were just completely dry. And I said, "Have you ever even watered them since you got them?" And I got myself a 72-hour ban from the page.
Oh, wow.
And I actually ended up getting an inbox from the admin saying, "We only allow positive comments."
Well, it is positive for, like, the flower's life, you know? Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Just a handy, like, the number one tip in gardening. You got to make sure you feed it.
On K-Rock, 955.
The more I looked into this, the more I realised I am definitely late to the party. I knew that you could ask Siri, Alexa certain questions, have a bit of a lull. Yeah. I hadn't stopped to think about Google Home. So
So you thought about the other two. Just didn't cross your mind about Google. Just, you know...
Google wasn't top of mind.
Right, okay.
You know, Siri is giving me directions, Alexia's helping around the house, but, you know, Google's just always been the page you open when you open up your desktop, and the fact that you can actually have it assist at home and ask it questions around the house. My housemate does often use it when he's cooking in the kitchen if he needs a timer, which is smart. I mean, I just open up my stopwatch on my phone. I do it old school. Joel McInnes from the Micmacs. Friend of the show, been on many times before, he posted on Facebook, "Does anyone else's son like asking Google Home to make cat noises while the dog is in the room?"
Oh, that's brilliant. How good's that? What was the reaction of the dog? Do we know?
The dog was confused.
Yeah, fair call. Yeah.
But after about the fourth, fifth, sixth time.
It's a bit over it, yeah.
The joke's not so funny, but I hadn't stopped to think and kind of a little upset over... Mm. 2020, when we were locked down, this was a form of entertainment I was not tapping into.
No. Free as well.
Totally free. And you can amuse yourself for hours. So I've actually Googled the most asked questions that you get a response. And I thought we could see...
Let's see them.
What responses we get from Google. All right.
You've been practicing in the corner, which is...
Just to make sure that the OK Google was on, okay?
All right. Shine your age. Don't trust technology at all.
You know the situation where it works the first two times and then you got to do it again and we'll it's not going to work?
Let's have a look.
Okay, Google, what's the best pickup line?
According to search results, the moon has less gravity than Earth. But I'd still fall for you there.
I thought it wasn't going to answer and then it did.
It needs to take a moment to think about what you're asking it.
Yeah, brilliant.
Hey, Google, I'm naked.
If you're going out like that, I can check the weather for you.
Well, that's handy.
It's very socially responsible.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, do you remember Clippy from Microsoft? The little paperclip?
Yeah, the paperclip. Yeah, of course. Very handy.
Hey, Google, do you know Clippy?
Clippy? Clippy is legendary.
Oh, okay. Doesn't offer a lot more.
Hey, Google, self-destruct.
please head to the escape pods.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4.
It's a long. Wow. Let's go one more.
Hey, Google, what am I thinking?
You're thinking about the peacock mantis shrimp. And if you weren't before, you are now.
What the hell is a peacock mantis
shrimp? No idea, but we'll have to Google it. She's right, we are thinking about it.
Hey, Google, what is a peacock mantis shrimp?
On K-Rock, 955.
Do you remember this scene in Indiana Jones Raiders of the Lost Ark where he's going down the passageway and the arrows are shooting from the walls and he's got to try and escape and not get hit by them?
Is that like the opening? I don't know. Was that the ball that's chasing him? That's I don't know.
But it's appeared in several other movies. I want to say Tomb Raider, but I could be wrong. There's always those films where, yeah, you know, the traps, the booby traps, yeah, in that passageway and things shoot out from the wall. That is the image I got when I read about this Florida woman. She was driving on the motorway. So you're going relatively fast, you know, up 100 yeah clicks or so. There was a building truck or some form of truck in front of her carrying plywood.
Oh, jeez.
The plywood came loose, fell off the truck and pierced through her car window.
That's one of my biggest fears because of the movie Final Destiny.
Oh,
you know, with the logs.
Oh. I can't do decapitations in movies and where he sticks his head out of the train. I'm digressing. But so, thankfully, one of the pieces of plywood, because of the angle in which it hit above the driver's seat, it actually hit the side. So where the front window and the side window connects, it actually hit that part of the panel of the car
first.
The
airframe.
Yeah. So it just split enough that it didn't actually hit her. Oh, but her window obviously was destroyed. Yeah. That would have been horrific seeing that come towards you. She is fine. She is okay.
Oh, thankfully. Jeez, it's scary.
It would be a terrifying moment when something
comes
through.
Well, you're not driving behind a truck
window
again. I can tell you that much for free.
Whether it's a car window, maybe it's a house window, a caravan window, though, what came through the window less horrific than plywood coming at you off the back of a truck?
Yeah.
Friend of the show, Alia from Lara, actually said she was in a share house. We had a couch in front of the lounge room window and my idiot housemate, she actually tagged him, at the time grabbed a frozen orange. They had oranges in the freezer.
Yeah, righto.
She said, to this day, can't even tell you why the oranges were in the freezer in the first place. I was standing at the lounge door standing at the lounge door juggling it and then casually said, catch, and threw it. I held my hands above my head to catch the orange. It went straight through my fingers, went straight through the front
door. Oh, it's annoying.
Kerry Ann, St. Albans Park, what went through your window?
Myself, actually.
What part of you went through the window?
My left leg went actually through the window and ripped the whole skin off my leg and went to the bone to my leg.
What led to your leg going through the window? I'm guessing you weren't specifically aiming your leg at the window.
No. A dog actually smashed the window when we were actually living in Corio at the time when I was 3 years old.
Yeah.
And I went running into Mum and Dad's bedroom and they were taking the glass out of their window and I went straight into the corner of the glass.
Oh, my God.
That is graphic. Thankfully, you're still here as well. That sounds very scary.
Young enough to maybe forget. Or
Nikki and Meredith, what went through the window?
A person was hiding behind my wardrobe when I was 5 years old, and when Mum put me to bed, he ran out and jumped straight through the closed window.
So a burglar was waiting in your room and he's just freaked out. Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. That is, imagine that.
Poor Mum. Oh,
poor everyone involved. That's crazy.
That is stuff nightmares are made of.
Oh, imagine trying to go to bed every night after that.
No, you wouldn't sleep after that. Kyle in Banno, what went through the window?
Well, I've seen a vacuum cleaner head go through a window.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Why?
That was enthusiastic, actually thrown at me by my older sister.
Oh, okay. I was going to say enthusiastic cleaning, but yeah, wow.
Oh, no, there's none of that. And I also once, while playing Ninja Turtles, threw a stick through the window as a young kid. Oh. I was inside the house as well.
Jeez, what is it with your family and throwing? You know?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I think the stick I just got lost up in the moment. And then, yeah, as soon as I went through the window, I was like, oh, I'm in trouble now.
Were you playing Raphael or Michelangelo?
No, Donatello, because he had the stick.
Right, yeah, of course.
Makes it all the more sense.
And Richard in Warren Ponds, take us through what happened in your backyard.
Well, it was actually the front yard. Oh. I was a kid, and we were playing French cricket on the front lawn with my dad and my grandfather with the real cricket ball. Now, Mum hated the real cricket ball because she thought it was too hard. My grandpa came into bat, first ball straight through the front window. Now, Mum came out ready to rip someone's head off. Like, who did that? And my grandpa said very meekly, well, actually, it was me. And Mum was immediately nice as pie. And she said, oh, that's fine.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I was going to say, I'd be using...
I'm going to make high fives.
I'd be using Granddad to do a solid every time something went wrong.
100%. Step up, Granddad. Stampsy and Josh. Stampsy and Josh. Back in a tick.